This is Akashwani, the news read by Anita Anand. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has asserted that India has the right to defend its people against terrorism and will exercise it. Addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting in Moscow, Russia, Dr. Jaishankar said the world must show zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The SCO was founded to combat the three evils of terrorism, separatism, and extremism. These threats have become even more serious in the years that have passed. It is imperative that the world display zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. There can be no justification, no looking away, and no whitewashing. As India has demonstrated, we have the right to defend our people against terrorism and will exercise it.
The External Affairs Minister said that humanitarian cooperation is crucial in an era marked by climate change, pandemics and conflicts. He highlighted that as a civilizational state, India strongly believes that people-to-people exchanges lie at the core of any genuine relationship. The External Affairs Minister also said that India is willing to extend its considerable experience of heritage conservation in Southeast Asia to Central Asia. Dr. Jaishankar said that India believes that SCO must adapt to the changing global landscape, develop an expanded agenda and reform its working methods. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar yesterday called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in Moscow, Russia. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday chaired the sixth pre-budget consultations with experts and leaders from the manufacturing sector in connection with the upcoming Union Budget 2026-27 in New Delhi. In Bihar, newly elected MLAs and NDA will meet in Patna today to elect their leader. All 202 newly elected MLAs from the five NDA parties, BJP, Janata Dal, United, Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha will attend the meeting and elect the alliance leader. The BJP parliamentary board has appointed Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya as the observer for the election of the BJP legislature party leader. The Enforcement Directorate ED has arrested Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui, chairman of the Al Falah Group, under Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. The arrest took place following a detailed investigation and analysis of evidences gathered during search action conducted at Al Falah Group premises in the ongoing probe in an enforcement case information report. The ED has conducted search operations at 19 locations in Delhi, including the premises of Al Falah University and residential premises of key persons of Al Falah Group. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued advisory to all private channels, TV channels, regarding telecast of sensitive content related to recent incident of Red Fort car bomb blast. The ministry said that it has come to its notice. Some news channels have been broadcasting content related to alleged persons involved in car bomb blast case, justifying their acts of violence as well as information about how to make explosive material. In view of rising air pollution in Delhi NCR, AIIMS doctor has advised the people to avoid stepping out of their houses if it is not essential. Talking to Akashwani News, head of the Department of Pulmonary and Sleep Medicine, AIIMS, New Delhi, Dr. Anant Mohan said that people should wear masks if there is an urgency to go out. He also suggested that elderly people should avoid going for a walk or doing exercise, and the children should avoid playing outside and doing outdoor activities when the pollution level is high. International student enrollment at U.S. colleges fell sharply this autumn, dropping 17% as new visa restrictions and federal policies took effect. A national survey found that nearly all institutions reporting declines cited visa application challenges, while many also pointed to travel limits and delays in issuing student visas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.